Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 31. I'm Mike D, alongside my boy, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo!
We also got our boy, Chloe, in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
And we got Alex in the house. He's back. What up?
Yo, guys.
Has everyone been good? I feel like I've missed every one of you, even though it's only been a week.
Yeah.
But we back at it.
Missed you guys, too.
I missed you, too. Oh.
Kind of.
Okay, we'll get to that. But let's start the podcast like we always do, and that is with what we wore on feet today. Chris, let's start with you.
Sure. Today I was wearing a Yeezy Beluga. Not by choice, but because I was late-ish.
Nice.
Were they at the front door? They're at the front door?
I have several pairs at the front door, and when I sat down to put on shoes, they were the closest to my feet, so I just put them on. And then tonight, I'm wearing an EQT Racing 91/16. I'm wearing women's sneakers.
But they have the Boost sole?
They do have Boost sole.
Yeah.
So ninja.
Yeah. So it was an Adidas day. I didn't plan it to be an Adidas day.
But it happened.
Alex, can you repeat? Can you remind me what is the proper way to say Adidas?
Adidas.
Is the S pronounced? Adidas.
Yeah, you could pronounce. But what matters is the A.
Adidas.
Adidas. It's the German way.
Because I reread an article about how to pronounce
Really?
Adidas. Adidas.
And it's really cool. At some point, there was one of the directors from UK transferred to Canada. And one time I went to the office and everyone started like, he made it a thing that like he didn't understand what people were saying Adidas. He's like, the proper way to pronounce is Adidas, and like everyone at the office was starting to say Adidas. I don't think it lasted Adidas that long, because out there it was like Adidas.
Okay,
super Americanized, but it's all right. So Adidas it is.
And sorry, I'm interrupting the what did you wear portion.
It's all good.
Adidas, how is it spelled? Is it always
lowercase?
Yeah. Everything.
Yes.
Even the first letter.
Don't caps lock that first letter. No.
Yeah.
Adidas, lowercase.
Even at the beginning of a sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a name. Like it's
a name.
Yeah. It's then that's how they write it. No, it's not because it's the name. I don't know.
That's what I heard.
I was corrected many times about that.
Yeah, and I see like big sneaker blogs. They still write it with the uppercase A, which is, I get it. It looks weird if it's all lowercase, and people, they probably get like tons of messages. Hey, you didn't capitalize the letter, whatever.
But then originals, the O is capitalized.
Uppercase. So.
Capital.
And why lowercase Adidas, and why is Puma all uppercase?
Oh, that's funny. Nice contrast. Yep. Didn't notice.
While we're on this Adidas subject, Adidas stands for
Adolf Dassler's
all day
shorts.
I dream about sex.
No, for Adolf Dassler.
You're bringing us back to like the 1980s.
Come on, really?
Adidas.
You're such a kid, man.
Yes, yeah. I am.
Adolf Dassler's shorts, Adidas.
Adidas.
His nickname was Adi. About.
That makes sense.
Soccer.
You're cute.
Yeah.
Soccer.
Very good.
All day. Soccer. Shoes. Football.
Football. Okay, who's next?
Chloe. Chloe, you're up.
This morning I wore some Adidas.
Nice.
Triple white Ultra Boost with my Boost 5.
Nice.
Laces. Beat as fuck. They stink.
Nice.
Mm.
Yes.
Fragrant.
And to the pod, I wore some Vans. I wore some Vachetta Authentic DX.
That yellow pair that you have?
They're like pinkish, Veta-ish.
Is it because of our conversation about Vans last week that you were like, you know, let me bust out some authentics this week?
Bust out the Vans.
No, I just I was going to wear shorts. I couldn't find any shorts. And I'm like, I'm going to wear pants. And I'm like, I'm going to take the opportunity to wear some Vans with these pants.
Mm. Pants and Vans.
And yeah. socks. 40s and shorty socks.
Mm. Nice. Nice.
Yeah. But they're too clean.
You want to dirty them up a little bit?
Yeah, I think like, when we go out for a break or whatnot, mm-hmm. I think you guys should all step on
you
the shoes.
Sure. Pull a couple of
let's do it.
You're like, fakies and
sure.
shit. Yeah, nice.
Bring out the ketchup.
Yeah.
The ketchup. Mustard.
Yeah, man.
He's just looking to destroy the
Alex, I'm
just
hungry. Did you wear Adidas?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I stayed home most of the day. I got back yesterday, so today was like big day for me to catch up for work, so I worked from home, and I didn't wear any shoes at home. And then as I was trying to get ready to go out for running errands and stuff like that before the pod, I wanted to wear those shoes that I purchased on the trip, because yes, I did purchase a pair.
It's over,
but no, it's the loophole that Chris suggested.
Oh shit,
the loophole.
It was accepted by
I'm
Bay.
All about the holes that you right. can loop through.
So and I had the hardest time figuring out the fit. So I went back on to the shelves and I decided to wear my ZX8000 Mita sneakers collaboration. Super love those. They're like, they were low-key a grail for me when those came out. And now I have two pairs because of the Don, Christopher Chu, who blessed me.
I like that.
Yeah. And whatchamacallit? Yo, let's try and do... Let's try and not say Adidas once in this episode.
Okay.
Well, you
okay?
just said it.
You just fucked it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Bit it's over now.
As of now.
Nice going, Alex.
Uh-huh.
Only,
right.
Got
only,
it.
Only Adidas. Adidas.
I was doing so it. Cool.
I know, but okay,
and
as of now.
You have to say Nike.
No. Is it? Okay. Do you guys say Nike or Nike?
I say Nike.
I say Nike, yeah.
Yeah.
But would you say, why? Have you heard, like, living in Quebec on the south shore of Montreal, people say Nike?
I've heard Nike.
No? I've always said Nike.
It's been a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because when I grew up, we were saying Nike.
Oh.
And we thought thought New Balance was a subdivision of Nike because the N on the side.
Oh.
That's how stupid I was.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago before we knew
no,
anything
like
about sneakers.
Like 2 years and a half. I'm just saying.
No,
you, Mike, what did you wear on feet today?
Today I wore some Adidas.
Word.
Yeah, nice. I wore my Alpha Bounce, one of the original colorways, the black and the little bit of purple.
Word. Nice.
So, yeah, and loved it. It was kind of a weird day today. It was really, really hot. I think it was the last really hot day that we're going to have here in Montreal for the rest of the season.
Hopefully. I've been struggling for the past couple of days.
Yo, yeah. I've been looking forward to hoodie weather so much.
Yeah, for real.
Yo, fall is on its
coming.
Way.
I still wear hoodies when it's plus 30.
Winter is coming.
Hoodie Clo.
Hoodie Clo, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Hoodie Chris.
Hey,
hoodie
Alex, Clo. Do you know where the name Nike comes from? Like what it represents?
Nike.
I feel like I know, but I don't anymore. I feel like I've learned this before.
It's what? From the Greek goddess of victory.
Ah.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
And some have posited that the swoosh, although designed as a swoosh, is representative of her wing.
You know what's funny? I failed mythology in Cégep.
Oh.
So that explains maybe why I
know took
about
it
this.
As an elective to bump up my grades.
Oh. Pew, pew.
Funny. Anyways. Great.
That's good. That's really good. I got a question. What'd you pick up?
Oh, schnitz. It's true. So I did pick up, before I picked up anything, for some reason, so I was in Los Angeles, for the people that didn't get the episode last week, spent some days out there at the market visits, spent a bit of time with the people at the store on Melrose, as well as Abbot Kinney in Los Angeles, South California. And for some reason, some of the staff were given pairs of running shoes from a rep, I think. And one guy was actually a size 8 and he got a 9.5. So he had this pair of like Alpha Bounce mid with a zip, like chilling in his like in the office. And he was like, hey, are you a 9.5? And I'm like, well, depends. I'm like,
for the right price.
I'm like, it depends. And he's like, oh, I got this pair. And then, do you want it? And I'm like, oh, I can squeeze in a 9.5 for Alpha Bounce. Actually, my Alpha Bounce size is 9.5, so
you're good.
It's like that's yeah, that's good. I'll probably run in them. I'll probably like give them like a good like workout beating.
Yeah, work them in really well.
Yeah. So I got those. So super happy about those. I don't know if they are some sort of like fashionable sneakers. We'll figure it out.
You can make them fashionable.
I'm pretty sure I could.
Run backwards.
Yeah. Nice. With socks inside out. And then last, very, 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 very last minute, right as my Uber was pulling up to the store to go to the airport, I had forgot to purchase the pair of shoes for my girlfriend that she wanted. So legit, the driver was going to be there in 2 minutes. And I don't know if it's the same in Canada, but if you make them wait for 2 minutes, they bounce and they charge you $5. Hmm. I don't know if it's the same here as well. But out there, it says it on your phone. If you make him wait for more than 2 minutes, it just bounces. So I was like, I had my luggage, my backpack. I was like stressing, super hot. I was like, oh shit, I need to grab this climate cool for my girlfriend. So boom, grab the shoe. And as I'm at the cash, I've had the opportunity to literally try on every single shoe over the past, over the 5 days. Cause I'm missing being in the store so much and like touching the product all the time and just being able to figure out my size right away, try on different fits and stuff like that. So I tried on some Forum Lows, some Climate Cools. I tried on some Gazelles. I've tried on some EQTs that they had. And then they received the whole like Spezial line, that first drop. So there's one shoe that really, really caught my attention. It's called Intact. Hmm. Intact CK. And in tech, there's 6 shoes. 2 Spritus, 1 Winter Hill, that's kind of more of like a fallish shoe. There's a kind of like a boat looking shoe. It's called McCartan, I believe. And there is this one looking cool shoe with a brown sole. It's green.
Yes.
Green suede. The tooling on the toe box is like really well made. The back is like
white
leather. The stripes are really well made too. So the lining inside, the detail on the insole, I was sold. It's a bit of a different kind of vibe for me to wear like such a flat sneaker, but it's like Samba vibes a bit. So I'm at the cash and I look at the cashier and he tells me the price of the only one pair for my girl. And I'm just like, can you pull the Intact in the size 10, please? And someone just like run to the back, put it on the bill. Because in my head, I was like, no freaking way. I'm not going to bring a shoe back home. And I was like, I don't care if I can get it in Canada for cheaper. I don't care about the currency. I don't care about having to carry the shit all around. Because my luggage was full, like full. So I had to carry the both boxes in a bag, my whole trip back home.
Wow.
So I decided to cop them. And then actually the shoe that I got for my girlfriend is a Climber Cool 0217. Mm-hmm. So it's the newer silhouette. It's the burgundy colorway.
Wow.
It has a white sole and it has like a gray kind of like
flap
inside. I wanted that colorway for men so bad. And I've said no to it so many times. Like I've stumbled up onto it like in Toronto several times. And I actually was able to find the man sizings through some employee perks for a really, really good price. So I got those as well.
Shit.
It was really cheap though. Sorry. So to have like to have a his and hers type of deal. And she was happy.
That's cool.
I think that was a good move.
So, a good move on your part.
Yeah. But to my defense, I had some shoe money banked.
Mm-hmm.
From previous moves. So.
Good. So does this does not qualify as your purchase from the band?
I mean,
since you had shoe money
and you were on vacation.
Workation.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't think it doesn't count as my one purchase.
Okay.
And Bay approved.
All right.
Oh. So we're fine.
Bay approves.
We're fine. Yeah. So I did bring back 3 pairs of shoes.
Crazy. Wow.
It's all right.
That's a good trip.
I didn't feel good that trip. Bad. I was just like, oh, whatever, just do it.
Nice,
like it was,
nice.
It was really crazy.
That's funny.
I got in my cab on time, got to the airport on time, and made it back home all alive.
Nice. Great. Very cool.
Yeah, man.
Very cool. Chloe, you pick up anything?
No.
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 Nada nil nada.
No, I got issues.
Issues?
Yep.
Okay.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
Chris. I got in the mail a box from Puma.
Ooh, yeah.
Puma Canada sent me the Puma Tsugi Kori, K-O-R-I.
Very, very dope.
Trade it's like dope. A cool, chunky shoe with a, like treads on the outsole and a kind of a sock that goes up. It's apparently for like colder weather or the what, like I guess fall or something. And if you look at it, if you check out my IG, you'll see a picture of it. And it's pretty cool. And it's a tied in with the weekend concert that's happening in October. I think October 13th, 15th in Las Vegas.
Ew.
They're actually having a contest with Foot Locker Canada. Just check out their IG and there's contest rules on how you can win, like I think, tickets to the concert. Like they probably fly you out to Las Vegas and everything. It's not a, it's not, the contest is not open to Quebec residents.
Oh, of course.
Yep. So boo, too bad. Boo for us, but yo, to everyone else,
get
good luck.
That.
Go yeah. hit that.
The Tsugi Kori is pretty nice.
It's very
it is.
Nice.
It yeah. is. We looked at it before the pod.
Yeah.
It's unanimous. Everyone was like, wow, actually surprised. It's
I'm impressed.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very well done.
I also got in the mail a wonderful hat, a cap. It's a collaboration piece between New Era Canada and our good friends at Canada Got Soul.
Yo,
shout major out shout out.
Shout out to L Doggy Styles, Spooner, Mr. Q Mart, and Joe Dooney.
Joe Dooney.
The boys.
Shout out to the Canada Got Soul crew. They were able to partner up with New Era Canada, which is like freaking huge.
Yeah, right? That's huge.
And they designed their own hat. It has their Maple Leaf logo on the front. It's got Canada Got Soul on the back. And yeah, it's like dope it's a fitted. Hat. It's a nice fitted.
Execution got it in on the mail. This was fantastic.
If you want to take a look at it, I got pictures of it as well on my IG. Yeah, so thanks to the Canada Got Soul boys. Thanks to Puma Canada. And I think that's about it.
Very dope.
Yeah, and yeah. By the way, boys, I'm a 7 3/4, just letting you know.
That's what you tell all the women.
Oh. Hey, that's not bad, okay? That's not bad.
Hey, man, it's average.
You got stuff to
all
work
right, Mike,
with.
Did you pick up anything?
I did not pick up any shoes, but I had a little discussion with the wifey. I've been kind of taking a little break from purchasing over the past maybe a month in a bit. So I kind of got that urge to purchase mm-hmm. something, right? I'm like, okay, I'm due for something new. So I talked to her, sat her down. I was like, okay, what if I set myself a $100 limit? Tax in $100. I have $100 to spend on a shoe.
Every month?
No, not every month. Huh. Just for what I want to purchase right now.
Okay.
So now the hunt begins. Chloe, you have your hand raised?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good idea.
No?
Nope.
Oh, wait.
I'll let you go. Go first.
Okay.
Go first.
So,
I have a whole thing.
So when I was thinking about this, I'm like, $100 to spend on a shoe tax in. You know, if you hunt really hard, you could probably find something really nice. But I wanted to ask all of you guys.
I know what you're getting.
If you had $100 tax in, what would you purchase? Or what would you suggest?
You wanted to get okay. Let's talk retail only.
Yes,
not
of
in
course.
Terms of like Facebook groups
yes.
or
no,
things that you can get off friends. And
exactly.
Stuff like that. So in online stores or in stores, something that's $100 or less.
Yep,
Vans is a good
Vans.
Idea.
That's,
Vans is a good
chance
right off the top. For I think your borderline, you could pick up two pairs of Vans. Like at the okay. Vans outlet, it's yeah. buy one, get one half.
That's true.
And you can definitely go under 100.
That's
for two.
True.
You can get yourself a pair and get me a pair.
You want to go together?
That's so generous of Mike.
You can drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vans is a good call.
I was thinking Vans. I've wanted a pair of old schools for a while now, so I think that would be a good route to go.
The thing with old schools are they don't go on discount. Or is they're harder to find on discount.
Do Puma Suedes go on sale?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Puma Suedes,
Puma
man.
Puma Suedes.
Put a Clyde, Suede.
Hit up Little Burgundy. They always have, like, sales.
They have
like,
really
they have
good
a lot
sales,
of Puma
yeah.
stuff. And
Yeah. Get some New Balance, man.
New Balance.
New Balance for under $100.
It's difficult.
It's tight. Very tight.
Or you get not right now, maybe. You'd have to wait for sale.
Peep the sale section sometimes, man.
Yeah, yeah. The new 574 is nice though.
Yeah. Very nice.
And I think that's their like entry model for like New Balance.
What about like if I found a pair of Superstars on sale or something like that, or Stans?
Superstars, yeah, the outlets,
like
they
the
have
classics. Yeah, yeah, but you're not.
But they don't go on sale, right?
They never go on sale. They're always excluded.
But yo, you have Adidas outlet, Puma outlet,
sorry, what?
Nike outlet. Everything.
Sorry,
what outlets?
Adidas.
What? No.
Yeah, I said it really fast.
No.
Start listening, man.
Adidas
outlet. Nike, Puma, all these outlets. Fans, there's like definitely deals to be found.
Yeah. So
I think you should really go for Vans.
Yeah.
If not, try to find a pair of Flyknit racers within your budget.
Ah. Currently, the Flyknit racers are hitting outlets all over Canada from what I peep.
Interesting.
Yes. And that would be a good purchase.
Yeah.
And actually, that does go, I think it's in the 120, 100 range. And there's always discounts off the wall recently, like 20 to 30%.
Yeah. Today I was out for lunch at work and I actually stopped by the Nike outlet in Marche Centrale here in Montreal and didn't have a whole lot to offer. Actually, I did find a pair of Presto Flyknits that I really did like.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But they were over budget.
Mm. Right now it's end of season.
Yeah.
Right, or between seasons, so tons of stores have like a sale.
Yeah,
I would just avoid the forced buy because like you have that $100.
Yeah,
like don't feel like
you have to spend.
I gotta cop something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get something that's like fire, mini fire,
mini fire.
I think you should
small bonfire.
You should ask yourself if you would pay, if you'd still want to shoe if it were full price, and if you're ready. If you would be ready to pay full price, then getting it on sale is the bonus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's a good idea. No, so I'm gonna start looking. I've been looking online at some shops. They've had some great deals. Like I've been looking on livestock and stuff like that. And there's definitely stuff out there.
That's cool. Stay local, man.
Bucks.
You'll get some
for sure
discounts
if I can
and stuff like that. Like be cheaper shipping.
100. Yeah.
What
so
the?
That's what I'm. Sorry. Oh, I did. Though, other than sneakers, I did pick up a hoodie.
Oh, cool.
A Justin Bieber
hoodie. Mike.
Hoodie Mike, oh, nice. Mike, yeah.
Okay, cool.
A Justin Bieber hoodie from the new H&M
stuff?
Line.
Do you have it here?
I do.
Cool.
I'll show it to you later.
That's why people ask for the H&M plug.
What?
I've seen some people asking on Instagram, hey, like who's...
You got the plug for H&M?
Who's working at H&M?
Well,
I get cards every now and then, that 25 off. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's worth...
H&M's good.
It's good. I love H&M.
So now I know
H&M.
Who the plug is.
Great in a pinch.
No, but it's not often.
Just DM
I don't think we're tight like this.
Hey, fam, how you been?
Oh, my God.
So past couple of days, I've been working on my wife's walk-in closet. And at first, everything was going really cool. You know, the plans of the floor, painting, light fixtures, et cetera, et cetera. And then it came to buying the structure of the cabinets.
Okay.
And whatnot. So we go, we get it all done. And now I'm in building mode. And it's pretty tight. It's pretty tight. She's not super happy about it. And we were going back and forth on it. And I'm like, I really want her to be happy with it because I got a shoe room.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a closet and we're going back and forth. She wasn't happy. And then she threw it in my face. Well, you got a fucking shoe room.
Oh,
right. And I said,
point to the wifey.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it got me thinking. And then she also added a bit like, you don't even need all those shoes. And it kind of went like into like, as if my mom was bitching at me about back in the day about all those shoes.
Oh my God.
And then it got me thinking. Right, it really got me thinking. Remember, I was the whole thing getting to 100 and all this shit. Anyways, it got to me, and you know, today I was working on the closet again. I'm by myself, and you know, when you're by yourself doing work, your mind just gets at it.
Yeah, I called him today to tell him like stop working, go make some food, like cook.
Yeah, I was so into it, and I'm like, oh shit, it's lunchtime. If Alex didn't call me, I would have worked straight right through till pod time.
And it was like 1:30.
Yeah. Anyways, so she's like, "You got all these shoes. You don't only have 2 feet." And then I'm like, "Shit,
you're right."
And then I started thinking about, do I really fucking need a room? Do I need a fucking shoe room for all these shoes? Especially for what I'm wearing nowadays, and all that. And then I get out of my shoe room, and then I see, like, you know, I have another little section outside of my, and there's more fucking shoes. There's shoes all over the place. I went into the basement. There's shoes in the basement too.
Yeah,
I know, it's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. And then the other day, this guy asked me, "How many shoes do you have?" And I said, 400 pairs. And I was like, fuck, I got fucking problems.
Yeah, 400?
Yeah, I'm hovering around 4. Up or down.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, because I have all the shoes in my basement from high school and CJEP. And
The
shoes in my mind, they're not shoe room. They're not making the shoe room cut.
Oh, okay. The B team.
It's my hoarding fucking problem. I think I have a hoarding problem. A shoe hoarding problem.
Well, at least it's just shoes and not anything else.
Yeah.
Still, the shoes are taking over the house.
That's true.
Well, as he's just explained to us, that argument can't be used anymore.
Wait, is the shoe room bigger than the new closet?
No. The closet is bigger. It's just that.
So you deserve your space. You should keep your room. Yeah. No, yo, I've seen both rooms.
Jen,
your room
sorry.
Is smaller than the closet.
So the thing with the closet is that, you know, the structure, you have to build it. It's like a library thing. Well, the depth is huge. It's like 58 centimeters.
Oh, whoa.
So it really comes out. So when you're walking through, and I had to get both sides, left side, right side. And when you're walking through, you have about like 2 feet.
Oh,
so you
really?
Turn around to the left. You turn around to the left. It's like, boom, right there.
Okay.
You know, it's
so
tight. It's
we've
tight.
Established that you need to kind of refashion the closet, but this shoe hoarding thing.
Yes. Back to the shoe thing. So, sorry. I offered her the room. I told her, take
you
the room.
You do the switcheroo.
I think I want to make it a wall now, not a room.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
But the hoarding thing. Shoes in a basement, shoes just lying all over the place. I think I have to clean up. So hoarding is just getting shit and keeping the shit and not cleaning it out or moving it out or selling it or whatever.
Not doing anything with it.
It's time for me to fucking get rid of shit. I know I've been saying that I got to bring it down to 100. I haven't been doing shit, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you had like all this Flight Club stuff going on.
It didn't happen because my account was like, it wasn't logging in and shit. I think I got to make a new account. Anyways, I have all these shoes in the basement that are like trophy or brings memories, you know, that's why I can't let go.
Value.
So how do I get rid of that shit?
Well,
do I keep it? Do I sell it? Do I just.
Step one, take a picture of the shoe. Step two,
beauty picture, beauty
shots. Yes, for your own satisfaction. Step two, get the shoes out of the basement. Step three, I don't know. Step four, make profit.
That's a good list.
Step five, buy some heat.
Yeah. So to the buying thing.
You jumped into buying.
No, but like because of all my hoarding and all the X amount of shoes, yeah. I think I gotta not buy any shoes until I get rid of half.
Wow.
So when I get rid of, it's not like trying to make profit. I just gotta fucking let go. Okay. Like sell them for $20, sell them for $40, whatever.
Liquidate. So borderline donate them.
I could.
Yes, no.
I could probably donate a good 25, 30 pairs, 40 pairs, just get rid of it.
In my mind, when I'm working these things out, if I have some that I can give away, because one, they won't, it might be more hassle to try to sell it because it's like pieces that people don't necessarily want. and you giving them away maybe helps some people out. That kind of makes the work that you're going to put in to sell the others easier. I mean, you did your good deed, and then you're going to do something for yourself after. Mm-hmm. Type of deal. I don't know. Because you agree that working, like post taking a picture, posting it, dealing with the people online to, hey, meet up this time, meet up that time, to make $20 sometimes. Sure, it's $20, but sometimes it's like, you know what? It'll benefit another person quicker, easier, and to a larger, bigger extent if I just give it to them, like donate them out, you know?
That's the basement.
Yeah.
The basement, I think I should do that.
Yeah, the donors are down there.
You have, I don't know. Have you ever heard of like an organization?
Or do you know what I've, sorry, yeah. Like, yeah. If you have some basketball sneakers mm-hmm. that are still wearable, still playable, mm-hmm. I find a basketball team that needs it.
Yeah.
Kids?
Yeah, that's what
I go, yo, take it. I know a couple of coaches, and you go, do you have some kids that wear this size? And he's like, yeah, I got a couple. Here. Take these. I got some sneakers. They're old, but they can wear them. He goes, no problem. We'll take them.
Yeah, I think I'll do a big cleanup. Big ass cleanup. And then my shoe room, it's time. It's time to let go of some 95s. Big time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, I'm not wearing them. Hold on. They just look good on the wall. Like, fuck.
If you rank them in terms of what goes out first from whatever you own, does the 95, is that at the front of the list or later on in the list?
It's probably like step 4.
Step 4. Okay.
Or 5.
Yeah, that's fine.
But definitely start filtering the non-used. Oops, sorry.
Yeah. Alex ordered food.
Got to do the basement. Probably give some shoes to my nephews, nieces. Then all that other shit, I'll just donate, and then go into the boudoir and just put them at prices where they cannot say no.
Yeah, I've seen. Actually, on our local Facebook group, I've seen a lot more people shooting in the $40 range.
Are they going?
Yeah.
Quick.
But then it's not the... It's pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. I've seen, like...
Like an example.
Our friend Tim Lee, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if the people know. Anyways, his IG is I'm Tim Lee.
Shout out to Tim.
Yeah, shout out to Tim.
He posted like some Huaraches, like the Scream Green Huaraches.
Yeah.
$40.
What?
Yeah, man.
Some Pumas. That,
some Prestos. Some, he had some Curries. Like, and you know, sneakerheads, they take care of their shoes. So mm-hmm. they look kind of like worn twice.
Jesus.
A lot of $40, $60 items. And I myself took... like I think 3 pairs off of him, not for me. It's all people that I know. I'm like, hey, would you want this? Would you want that? Would you want that? And I show him Tim's picture, and it's all like, they're like $40. Yeah, even some non sneakerhead people, it's because people come up to me and go, hey, I'm looking for a sneaker, and they don't give me much like in terms of restrictions.
They just give you a budget.
Not even. They're like, Chris, I'm expecting like a good price if you can find something. I'm like, oh, fine. Like $40 Prestos, man.
Mm,
I can't go and I go, hey, do you want these? They're $40. And he's like, yep. And like usually non-sneakerheads aren't too down with wearing used or worn shoes, but they look at the condition, like the picture, and they see the price. And I'm like, yep, take it right away.
For sure.
So... I've seen a lot of people shooting in $40 zone, and it moves. Looks like they get a lot of action.
That's my stage 2. And then I think it's just going to be, it's going to be harder with the shoes that are actually, they have value.
Mm-hmm.
They've been worn once, and trying to liquidate those. That's always a headache.
Like you got to figure out what's the right value for the shoe to sell it where you're comfortable and you don't regret selling it type deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a hard time pricing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Because the shoe means more to you mm-hmm. from the get. And then you kind of have to expect the buyers to try to negotiate with you.
Yeah.
So. is it's either you price it low and make sure it moves and run the risk of people still trying to negotiate with you, or price it high thinking that they will negotiate with you and you'll drop it, but then it's high so people won't deal with you from there.
It won't be
you
like
you gotta quick, find quick. That sweet spot.
Yeah. So while doing this whole liquidating, getting rid of all this shit, I don't think I'm gonna be buying any shoes. I don't think I'm till the end of the year. I won't buy anything.
Damn.
Unless my wife Jen, I hope you're listening, buys me shoes.
But what if you got rid of, say, 50 pairs?
50 wouldn't even put a dent. It's more like I want to rotate everything that I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have so many shoes that are like I can't get to this pair of Jordan because my whole front,
yeah,
like my entrance is full of all that. Like, you know,
gotcha.
Such can't even a get problem. To that. It is a problem. They're all in a fucking box. I need to build a shelf where it's just like boom onto the feet out.
A functional shelf.
So yeah.
Not a display
What about
shelf.
The drop front plastic boxes?
How much does those go for? I showed them to my wife.
Like, my wife was like...
Depending on how many you buy, I know someone who can get them for like $15 a pop.
That's not
I want
bad.
100 of them?
I've seen like them, like the nice ones, mm-hmm. nice boxes go for like $30-$40.
Mm-hmm.
So for 15, it's a deal.
In really my good. Estimation, yes. But then how many do you need?
100.
100. So you're going to spend like...
Maybe 200. Yeah, $2,000.
Yeah.
Man, that wall would look sick.
I don't know. I'm kind of liking the whole...
You're supposed to be getting rid of shoes.
I'm not
replacing
buying,
the boxes.
You're buying boxes, yeah.
Yeah. But you're hoarding boxes, man.
No, that'll be the next thing.
What I was going to say is when I first did my first...
Purge.
Like, yes... You're probably losing money, but selling those shoes for $20 was so crazy, man. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Because
I'm having a hard time.
No, but like, it was fun in the sense that, like, reactions you get from the people, they're like, what?
For real?
$20? Really? And I was like, whoa, you crazy. And I'm like, no, just then, buy them, like, create, like, make them used, you know? Like, and it was just like, it was just a gesture to give money, you know? Yeah. Like,
you say, yeah, you lose money, maybe, but then you kind of bought another shoe with it that does gain value. Like, shoes do have this weird thing where they actually can gain value. And so, like, I mean, you reinvested it and into a shoe that actually gains value, which you were sitting on a shoe that stopped gaining value.
Yeah.
In a weird way, we could... trying to make us mark ourselves feel better by doing that.
Yeah, no, but in my position, I was not looking at value. The value that I got afterwards was a plus.
Yeah,
but it was really fun because like I'm just sitting on all those shoes that I paid most of the time at my employee discounts and stuff like that. I'm not trying to make some money. I'm just trying to move like some boxes, and it was just really fun. A lot of people are really happy. Some people bought like 2-3 pairs and they're like, wow, that's amazing. I never buy shoes for myself because I don't want to drop that money and like $60 I have 3 pairs.
So that's cool.
Even, like
non-sneaker people.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And
I'm
everyone,
okay with selling it under retail or under what I bought. But when like when I got to price it at a quarter of what I paid, I know. Yeah. That's
it's like a little dagger to the...
Yeah, yeah, it's tough. I'd rather just give it to my brother. But now my brother's going to be a shoe hoarder.
Hey, good thing we're the same size though, right?
Give him all the shoes you don't need and actually go into his house and pick them up every now and then and wear them and leave his house. You're my new shoe closet. But I got to admit, same thing Alex said. The time that I did do like a purge on my side is crazy. Like on a particular day, I met like 4 people to do 4 transactions. It was cool. It was like bam, 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 bam. Boop. Done. Half the stock gone, you know?
It's pretty cool. I'm going to be up all night taking pictures and posting shit.
Would you take one picture, post it, and if they ask for more pictures, you kind of gauge if how serious they are and then whether you should take more pictures or not.
I just don't know if I want to do this on Facebook. Fuck.
Yeah.
It's just a quick medium.
I think it's the best exposure in terms of locally.
And yeah. Yo, you built a name for yourself so people will know that they're legit.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I'll give you guys some news next week.
Ooh. All
right, all right.
How this goes.
I like that.
So you've been faking this purge thing that you've been talking about.
For a year. Now it's for a year now.
Now we know.
Now it's for real.
Yeah, I think laziness was a big part of
it's okay, man.
This whole thing.
All right. I like it.
But well, I honestly don't think I will have a problem not buying any shoes.
You've been good.
Yeah. I don't see any must-haves.
Just belugas.
Even like
more belugas.
Yeah. There was news that the what do you call it? Oh no, that's next year. 2018 holiday Concord Jordan 11 is coming back.
Oh yeah.
Rumored.
Wow. Yeah.
But that's in a year.
See, I still got a pair of dead stock.
Yeah,
fuck.
I know.
So, wow. Are they yellowed yet?
I haven't opened a box.
Wow. But before you get rid of everything, can we come see it all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to see the stuff in the basement.
Oh my God. Stuff in a basement.
Like,
it's crazy.
I want to hear the stories behind that stuff.
I got some Filas. I got some Pumas. Got
Reeboks. K-Swiss?
No K-Swiss. I got some Vans. Oh, maybe I should dig up those Vans.
Old school Vans, yeah.
Slip-ons.
Checkered?
I got checkered. I got some camo.
Camo?
Yeah. I got some Air Force Ones. I think I got 2 or 3 pairs of Air Force Ones in the basement.
Lows?
I got a pair of lows. I got a pair of mids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll check it out.
Shit. I'm going to want to buy some wheats.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. 'Tis the season,
so,
right?
Take whatever Air Force Ones you have. Sell them to
replace.
Fund your wheats.
That's a good idea.
Yo, take it slow, man.
Yeah.
Take it slow or else you're going to kill yourself. No, it's like it's too intense. If you go too quick,
you'll drive yourself crazy.
Yeah. I'm already crazy.
Yeah.
That's
good, though. It's good that
you
like taking a couple of steps back to like, yo, I got to rethink this whole thing.
Yeah, I need a plan. I need to, and I got to execute.
It's good.
This is good. I didn't know you had that many pairs. Wow.
No, same.
Yo, but your kids got some crazy heat, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I started way before.
Yeah.
Before
they were born?
Yeah.
What was the first one? Because, Chris, you did the same thing, too, right?
I did it when I was younger, and I just found some crazy deals, but...
Yeah.
But I don't do anymore.
Fast now?
No, I found that people tend to give my kids sneakers, and I don't have to buy them.
Nice.
So, whatever. And they're kids. They don't give a shit. They like Batman sneakers. They don't like Jordan sneakers.
Yeah. My kids like the Jordans. Like, Dad, check my Jordans.
Yeah.
You like my Nikes.
Does that make you proud?
It's cute. It's really cute. And I'm cleaning their shoes every day when they come back from school. It's hilarious.
Nice.
Baby wipe.
Baby wipes.
Yeah.
Cool. Some really cool stuff going down, as you guys can see. Well, the listeners cannot see this. I am wearing a Friends and Family Local International t-shirt.
I love the color.
Yeah, it's cool. The purple on the black, it's really cool. It is official. Local International is now 100% open for business. This past weekend, I was able to stop by the shop, and they were having a little bit of an opening, a little bit of a party. So it was really cool to see a bunch of people stop by, and the shop really a lot more full than when I saw it last. That's for sure.
Maybe you could remind the people what type of shop it is.
All right. So our boy Remy opened up Local International, which is a consignment store. They got Supreme. They got Bape. They got everything. Really something that Montreal, I think, has been needing for a little bit now. And he also sells his own brand, which is Local International. They have a bunch of pieces like t-shirts and stuff. They've done a few colors like black, white, a bunch of different ones, some salmon, gray, and they did this Friends and Family one, which is really, really cool. If you want to go stop by the shop, it's on Saint Denis. I have the address for you, 3938 Rue Saint Denis, which is in Montreal. Really cool location because it's between Sherbrooke Metro and Mount Royal Metro, kind of like a really cool spot in Montreal where there's a lot of different shops, which is really cool. Really excited for Remy. He's open for business. If you want to check out the store hours, go check it out on his Instagram, which is local.intl.
So originally they had a run of t-shirts that they sold, right? Is that right?
Exactly.
The first ever t-shirt that they sold.
Yep.
It has like this, there's a Montreal logo, right?
It's they definitely want to keep it local, hence the name. So they brought kind of a Montreal vibe into it. Montreal has its own logo, which is like a bunch of hearts together.
It's kind of a flower.
Yeah, it looks like a flower. And they kind of took a little spin on that and worked that into their logo, which is really cool. But they got a bunch of different stuff coming out too.
Wait, that was the first t-shirt that they sold? Did they sell that one or was it?
They sold, I think they might have two left in the store.
Okay.
So super limited.
And then at this opening event, they had a bunch of t-shirts or one design for the friends and family?
One design for the friends and family, only 25 t-shirts made.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So you got the plug.
Yeah. Well, I was like, man, hold me that XL.
Yeah. Okay. So only 25 people were able to get this t-shirt?
Yep.
And
they sold
and
out.
Like Close been saying, it's like a really dope design.
Oh, the
like,
colorway
nice. Very clean.
Yeah, the execution was very well done. More stuff's going to be coming soon. I've seen a bunch of the stuff they've been working on. I think they're going to get into hoodies and stuff like that. You know, since falls are literally here and winter's around the corner.
And you know Remy Udi, so.
There you go.
Remy Hoodie, yeah.
Hoodie Remy.
Heard the legend of Remy
Any shoes
Hoodie.
Over there?
They're good. So they have a bunch of, if you want to go there and consign a pair of shoes that you have, say you have some like, let's just say Yeezys, let's say whatever you want to sell, you can go in there and they'll hook you up. I'm not 100% sure on the percentage they take for consignment. That's something you'd have to talk to Remy about, but it's definitely really cool if you want to go, you know, hey, Chloe, there you go. You got some stuff. Go let it sit on the shelves. Let it sell itself.
Do they take warrantship? Oh, I'll call Remy up.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Depends. Yeah. You got heat, so it'll go.
And what I like about this Friends and Family t-shirt and it is that it actually says Friends and Family on it.
Yeah.
So, I want one.
So the people know.
I really want one.
Remy, we need another one.
Because it's cool. Like, I'm not a fan of purple, usually.
Oh, I love it.
Go Celtics. but the use of purple on this black is really good.
Yeah.
Really fits well.
It was very well done.
Did they have other local products?
They do. They have. They did another two runs of t-shirts. They've only done t-shirts right now. One's like a salmon color, like pinky orange-ish, but not too pink. And they also have like a tri-blend gray, which is with a black logo on both.
Okay, good color schemes.
Yeah,
pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just print front and back?
Nope. So on the tri-blend and the salmon color, it's three little locals under each other, like above the heart. Yeah. And that is it. Nice. Simple, minimalist, and it just works.
So if the listeners are wondering why we're asking Mike all these questions, is because Mike, due to scheduling, was the only one that was able to attend.
Mm-hmm.
Although we did all want to attend, like go be in there to support Remy. I think we sent him a couple of messages just to wish him well and whatnot.
Yep.
But yeah, so we kind of like regret missing out on the whole event. But we'll definitely like stop in every now and then. Can you give us a step-by-step walkthrough of the what's going on? Yeah.
All right. So you walk in. They had it very cool party-wise. They had a little bar set up. They had food and stuff too, which was really cool. But you walk in the shop and you walk down these little stairs and you go right to the cash register, which is right in front of you. As soon as you turn to your right, you have a bunch of like Supreme skateboards, stuff like that, some decks. Over in the corner, they got a bunch of Supreme hats, you know, and the apparel they have is just ridiculous. And a lot of this is from Remy collecting over the years, and he just never wore anything. So he's going to be selling a lot of that stuff. North Face collabs with Supreme, a bunch of different collabs, and just it's crazy to see how much stock he has that he's had for a while now, which is insane. A lot of good stuff. So if you like box logos, go check it out.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, very cool. But it was a cool vibe. Lots of cool people there. Hey, I met the Tragic Boys.
Oh,
I met the Tragic Boys.
All right.
So the Tragic Boys were there, but yeah, back to the store. Skateboards, they have some really cool racks with all their t-shirts on it, like the local t-shirts. They're really trying to integrate the local brand into the other brands that they have there. They have a little back store with like a couch, TV, Xbox.
A lounge spot.
Nice. Exactly. So it's not only a place where you can go and, you know, purchase this, that, and the other thing. It's a place where you can kind of go and chill and, you know, talk with other people that you're, you know, that are interested in the same stuff, which is really cool.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Very dope.
Yeah.
I get the vibe that it's a spot where you can just meet up there and have those barbershop type of discussions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? You sit down and then you chop it up about sneakers.
Yep.
That's, maybe that's totally the vibe. We can go in there and record something.
Yo, Remy told us anytime we want to come in there and record, we are 100% welcome.
Cool.
So, who knows? Episode live from Local International coming up soon.
Sure.
We'll see.
Get some pod shirts.
Yo, and people have been asking for the pod shirts. They want it. They really like our friends and family.
It's our new brand. It's called Podcast International.
Ooh.
The
Sneaker Podcast.
Podcast The International.
Ooh. Coming soon. Mixtape.
So anyway, very
so
cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, they had, you saw a lot of the people that usually we hang out with over
there. Yeah, I saw. Yeah. I was able to hook up with our boy B. Menard and Jay Lowe's. They were there. They took off a little bit right before I left. Willie Putin showed up. Alex, I know you're good friends with him. He's the Adidas boy also. Well,
Adidas.
Oh, I did it.
Two down, two to go. Yeah.
So yeah, so those guys and some other people, unfortunately, due to scheduling, couldn't make it, like our boy Sid and stuff like that. But yo, he'll definitely stop by. And yo, he's really looking forward to you guys stopping by the shop too.
I was actually going to go today.
Yep.
My concern, it sounds really stupid, but currently Montreal is going through a heat wave, and I didn't want to leave my dog at home.
Oh no, that's not a that's
so I messaged Dogs are priority, Remy. Man. I messaged Remy and I was like, is your store dog friendly?
Yeah,
and he was like, yeah, bring your dogs. But then I started to get really worried, so I stayed at home until like the sun kind of like chilled, and yeah, I just wanted to make sure they're fine because like, yeah.
Mighty
because
good
it was
you.
Really warm.
No, but it's really cool.
There's tons of time. I'll make it a thing to swing by as soon as I can, totally. But I've already messaged him. It's on my to-do list. But congrats, Remy, man.
Yeah.
Super, super dope. Très fier de toi, man.
Yeah,
super
so dope. If anyone wants to stop by the store, the address, again, is 3938 Rue Saint-Denis, Montreal.
I really think that...
You can have your lover back.
It's cool. It's like an added spot to visit in Montreal now.
Just something new.
It's not just the newness of it, but like, so you come to Montreal and people are like, yo, I need to hit up Off the Hook. I need to hit up Exclusivity. I need to hit up the House of Hoops. I need to hit up
Sam
Tabac.
Yep.
And then one more to the list, you know, I need to hit up Local International, see if they got anything good.
Yeah.
And Adidas.
When they reopen.
Well, so to be.
Adidas.
But you know, like when I travel for work.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that we do wherever we go. Like we do like when we say like a market visit.
Yeah.
First day I got into Los Angeles, dropped off my bag at the hotel, and then I went to the store on Melrose. As soon as I linked up to the manager, we went out for a drink and a burger, and then boom, right away. Supreme, the new Ape store. So they're like the baby brother of Bape.
Yeah.
And there was like a Supreme drop. That day, it was Thursday.
Oh, lineup?
Yo. At least 200, 300 people around the block.
Wow.
And not around the block. Around the block.
Oh, man.
Like, mad people. Mad people. And my man, Jerron, the manager on Melrose, told me that it is the same every week. Every single week.
Consistent.
Every single week. Mm-hmm. Consistent. Yeah. Thursday drops. You know what's going to happen. And yeah, and it's all on this trip called Fairfax, mm-hmm. legendary street for streetwear, apparently, from what I heard. well, what I saw as well. There's like tons of little cool shops, consignment stores. I went to Flight Club.
Nice.
Yo, Flight Club had the Grail wall in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
What was in there?
Pharrell, Family and Friends, and blah, blah, blah.
Human Race.
Hair Yeezys, and yin, yin, yin. And I was like, whoa. Like, I've seen so much money on this wall. It was crazy. But yeah, so visiting those kinds of stores and just like going around the city and like visiting the places, meeting the people in the stores, I feel like it's a part of like traveling when you're into sneakers and fashion like this. So totally super dope that there's now another spot. And correct me if I'm wrong, there's nothing else like this really on Saint Denis at the moment, right?
No. Sneaker-wise, no.
Yeah, there's nothing.
There's like a Foot Locker up on the way up.
And so it's just
it's super cool. It's connecting the neighborhoods as well, because like now, like every little neighborhood has their own little boutiques, I guess.
Yeah,
so it's cool. Totally, man.
No, for sure.
It's true, eh? In that area of Montreal, the sneakers are kind of like dry.
Yeah,
but yeah.
So it's gonna bring some traffic.
Perfect.
It's cool, man.
Yo, all this talk about you talking about LA, I kind of want to hear the whole story now.
Yeah.
Can you tell my story?
God. Yeah.
Because we're like, we'll save it for the pod. We'll save it for the pod.
So now it's the pod.
It's the pod.
So I went to Los Angeles to learn a bit from our friends, from my friends at Adidas, Melrose, and Abbot Kinney. So Abbot Kinney is a shopping street, legendary shopping street in Venice Beach, in California, where like it's like tons of like local businesses, mom and pop shops and stuff like that. It's really, really freaking cool. The store itself is beautiful. It's the most beautiful Adidas store that I've seen ever. Like it.
Is it like a neighborhood or?
Yeah, it's the neighborhood concept. So it's really, really cool. It's kind of like suited to the neighborhood. It has like some elements of the city. What's the coolest about this store is that it has a main floor, a mezzanine, and then upstairs there's like a second / third floor, which is a stock room, and then above they have a rooftop.
Oh, cool.
Where they're planning to do all of their events and activations and stuff like that.
That's cool.
It's so sick. It's really, really cool. And then back to Melrose. Melrose is a street in West Hollywood, which is extremely close to Beverly Hills, Hollywood Boulevard, and stuff like that. So there's a lot of like, it's a destination store. So basically there's like, it's not high traffic, but there is constantly people walking in, celebrities, tourists, and stuff like that. Local people, there's tons of businesses around, sneaker stores, restaurants. And it was really cool to kind of see their day-to-day and the way, like, it's kind of different from my store. It's different from other stores. So it was a lot of good time. Everyone's like super cool. I met some amazing people. The manager, my manager, Ron Ward, super dope guy too. And so that was a lot of fun. I did hit up some amazing restaurants, visited Bait.
Yep.
Tried on those Twin Strikes.
And
Consortium Twin Strikes. They're solid. But it's just like the price was...
Well, too crazy.
Whoa. Crazy. And you know what? They had the Goodwill outs. I went on the morning of the Goodwill out City Sox drop.
Yep.
They were not on the shelf. They're just not on the shelf. They just didn't put them out. And I was the first in the store. And I asked them, and they're just like, oh, well, we'll just open. It's like, oh, okay.
Huh.
I was like, I would have made it, I think. Like, so there was literally no line, no nothing for those. Undefeated was just around the corner. Well, it's not around the corner because it was like a 5-10 minute drive.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't ended up going, but I wanted to also go to Undefeated. There's Shoe Palace that's around. There's tons of Foot Actions, Foot Lockers, and stuff like that. Tons of beautiful stores. But my main focus was spending time on the Melrose store, which was beautiful. Another extremely cool thing that I did is on Sunday, I attended an Adidas.
Ooh. Oof,
saved it.
That's close.
Adidas Originals party called the Do-Over. The Do-Over is a party that they run throughout USA. They go from cities to cities. Every weekend they do another party. The concept behind it is just like it's a day party where different DJs and artists perform. California love, California vibes. So it was really like, there's tons of G-funk playing. Of course, hip hop. Like it was, the vibe was so good. Like it was sunny outside. It's like in the middle of the day. Everyone's wearing the sunglasses. Everyone's having drinks. Like everyone's grooving and it's so fun. It's so, so fun. It's like not a mean vibe or like a, you know, like a dabbing, masala mahala hip hop type of vibe. It's like really like, it's fun and everyone's grooving. And then we were fortunate enough to connect with the Mr. The Big Guy, John Wexler.
Ooh. Wex.
Wex. Through my friend Jaron, that has been in touch with him in the past because he's in Los Angeles and they're all like kind of making business working for Adidas. So we were fortunate enough to step over the VIP section with them. I also met some of the executives from Global Originals. So it was tons of fun, tons of good opportunities for me to meet some new people. So that was a lot of good time. And yeah, mind-opening trip. You know what other cool things I did that's going to change my life? Not my life, but like my flow. We spent some time on Venice Beach. Ooh. On the boardwalk. And we did like the whole thing. Like we walked the whole way and then you see tons of like weirdos. Like people like, have you ever been?
No.
No? It's like, there's like tons of like weirdos, people singing, people drawing, people drunk, people weird. And it's, I know that there are some b-boys that are busking. I was looking for them, but I guess it was too early on the Friday morning. So they no b-boys. But there is this amazing skate pool where I stood there like looking at the kids skateboarding, and it blew my mind. And like I was talking to Jaron about this, and skateboarding is actually the only other subculture that connects the same exact way that it does for breakdancing. And what's crazy is that the skateboarding culture has influenced so many styles and flavors. And just think about pants. Mm-hmm. You know when skinny pants became popular? Mm-hmm. Guess who wore skinny pants first?
Skaters.
Now, like who wore those wide chinos covering your shoes with fat rolls? Skaters. Five panels? Skaters. Trucker caps? Skaters. Extra large, backy stuff that's all coming back into styles? Skaters.
Clo.
No, but... and I used to think that it was the same for breaking, you know? Like, some of the... like, tucking in your shirt, okay? I used to tuck my shirt because it was, like, functional to dance in, okay? Back in, like, 2000-something. But everyone was making fun of me. Because I started rocking my shirt tucked in outside of the breaking world. Because I was just like, it's fresh. But everyone was making fun of me. And now, kids tuck in their shirts. And now it's the dad swag. You know, and like now it's cool. But back in the days, it wasn't cool. Same goes for the baseball hats and stuff like that. Like, or the Temper Run that I bought in 2014 that everyone was making fun of me. So like, anyways... So those two subcultures are really connected. So I used to skate, not intense, not crazy, but I've always had like boards at home. And in the past couple of years, I've gotten lazy. So I switched my wheels to longboard wheels just to cruise. But today I couldn't find my T-tool. So before coming to the pod, I stopped in a skate shop and I bought a T-tool. And tomorrow I'm going to switch my wheels and go back to skate wheels.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Cuz I want to hit up the park again and like
damn. Have
fun. And that's like just by standing by the skate park and just like looking those kids go at it. It's crazy how like it connects cultures, it connects music. Like everything. You could be into skate and listen to punk or hip hop or alternative or like you could be anyone, you could be whoever you want. Like there were so many different kids of different colors and different styles and at different ages and stuff like that. Like it's so sick. So I was really inspired by that. It's really cool.
So I just want to backtrack a bit. Yeah. For the listeners who don't remember, John Wexler, his position at Adidas is VP of Global Entertainment and Influencers, yeah. Right? So he kind of has the pulse on like the market, and he kind of makes the decision on who gets what to,
or who's going to work, who's going to work with it. With the brand or whatnot.
Oh yeah.
Like, so which, just to kind of give you guys like a larger vision of this, John Wexler was basically responsible. Well, he worked with the Kanye, with the whole Kanye collaboration. He worked on creating that relationship with Kanye, and basically he's been the man for the brand, and he's now extremely recognized and extremely respected in the industry now. So, but he's been doing good. From talking to him, what I understand is that he's been in the brand for a really long time and a strong believer of the company. So I believe, frankly, that it was probably not a big challenge for him to sell the brand to celebrities and artists, because he was probably extremely confident about this. And it shows when you talk to him. He's like, he believes in the brand so much. It was fun. It was fun to meet someone that's like super passionate, but extremely like humble about this. And that's exactly him.
So you mentioned you spent like a couple of moments looking at the skateboarders, and you got inspired to like make a little change here when you got back. Spending some time with Wex, was there something that you're like, man, I got to start doing this now?
Yeah, kind of. I need to. So the way that I look at, let's say the way I look at Wex. Okay, so back to the Instagram talk. We are influenced, whether we like it or not, by some of the people we follow, not only because we like our pictures, not only because they are our friends, but because we are seeking for different ways to look at things, right? So when you look at my Instagram, for example, or the kind of content that I produce, I take photos of my shoes according to my mood, according to how I feel and stuff like that. But I don't know. I feel like I want to, not just in terms of Instagramming and trying to put some photos out there, but I would like to use that media to showcase more about my lifestyle to the people. Like, I think I have a really cool life. I do a lot of cool stuff, like, for the brand and for myself. I'm involved in, like, tons of things, whether it's the podcast, the Brag Affair. I do breaking classes. I dance. I want to get back onto the skate. I have puppies. I have my girlfriend. Like, I do tons of cool stuff, and I like photography. So, trying to, like, just meeting him and seeing his life. Like, one of the first things that I told him was, How crazy is your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of looked at me laughing while he was finishing a text message. And he was like, sorry. Like, he's traveling all the time. Like, he's moving all the time. Like, he's doing so many cool stuff. And when you see his, like, when you look through his feed or his stories, this guy is like, he's busy. But it looks so fun. It never looks like a dull moment. It always feels like he's doing good stuff. Like, he's promoting cool stuff. He's going places. He's doing things. It doesn't mean you need to travel the world or work with Pharrell and Kanye and stuff like that. Everyone's got cool stuff going on. And it's cool now that we have those kind of like social media outlets to talk through to our friends or to some people that maybe like influence them to do cool stuff in a positive way. Right? If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, so I do tons of cool stuff. And, you know, like, just like we're eager to shoot better sometimes because of some photographer that we follow on Instagram, maybe you can influence other to move their butts to, you know, to do stuff, to do work, to go get what you want to get. Not in like in a motivational speaker sense, but in a like, there is this outlet for you to do good and be good and show like what other cool stuff you could do, you know?
I guess, like, comparatively, so you look at Wex's feed and you're like, whoa, he's doing this, he's visiting, he's flying out to here, he's meeting up with this person. It all seems like this is freaking cool, but there's no way I'll ever be in that position. but maybe from the way that you want to showcase more, not so much just sneaker photos now and show more lifestyle, people won't necessarily, God damn, I need Alex's life, but they can see like, whoa, this guy, he's also kind of nonstop. You got like I'm saying you got your nonstop because we have slight difficulties scheduling this podcast, right?
Yeah.
Where all the people meet, because every day of the week you have something scheduled.
Yeah.
And in some shape or form, it's kind of connected to sneakers or a culture,
right?
Where you have your dancing one night, you have a podcast another night, then you have your work, which is also like very imbued into like sneaker culture and everything. I see what you're trying to like figure out, like, maybe we should showcase more of what we do on a daily basis. Like the Bragg Affair, when we had the idea to build it, it was not so much let's pump out release dates because we can't box against the big blogs, but we can maybe give an insight on some insight on how sneakerheads live.
Yeah.
Right? So in the same way, you're like, I don't live a normal life, quote unquote. So let me show more of what I do, and maybe it will, people, I'm not saying you're not Wex level,
no,
but you're more accessible maybe.
Yeah.
And so the people that see this are like, yo, I don't need to live Alex's life, but I could kind of go towards what he's kind of been doing within a sneaker brand.
Yeah.
Right.
Just trying to figure out a way to make the best of all of these different outlets, and just not in like a too much of a sharing way, but like, I don't know, it's out there for me, man. It's something that I see like in front of me. I just want to go get it.
I think in terms of like before we started recording, we were having a discussion, and we're like, whoa, let's save this for like while we're recording. I totally see that for you. You're totally in a mode where things are picking up. Like, and in the same way as Wex, you are a believer of the brand.
Yeah.
Right? So let's say if I were to meet Wex, I would be nervous. Like nervous to the point where I wouldn't know what to say. Although I kind of feel like I can handle myself in a room. But meeting Wex, I'd be a bit nervous and be like, I don't know what to say to this guy. I don't know what to say to this guy to keep him interested in me, to keep talking to me. But since you just naturally love the brand, whatever's coming out of your mouth is not forced. It's just what it is.
And I was a bit nervous too, I have to say.
But like, I think he would feel like a kinship with you, saying that, yo, this guy really does believe in Adidas. Adidas.
And then,
well, I already true, checked out.
Whatever.
But then, so I totally see you taking this route, showing more of your lifestyle to possibly tease people to like, hey, this is what you could have, or this is what your life could look like just by, you know, I'm doing this simple stuff. I'm not like a superhuman or anything.
No, yeah.
I'm achieving this, you know?
Yeah.
Just by working a lot, right? For myself though, I feel like it's past for me. I'm in a mode where I just want to shoot my sneakers. I'm not looking to showcase my lifestyle because I don't do the cool shit you do.
I get extra cheese on his poutines.
I don't get extra cheese on my poutine. I just get fries. But yeah, but I'm very happy just doing a sneaker photo. Like, but I totally would want you to do the lifestyle thing so I can live through you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, totally.
I'll take pictures of you, Alex.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
I actually need the help, man.
Yeah.
I shoot with a remote. I don't see shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
I need some help.
Need that eye.
Yeah.
I think if we had, and it's a weird thing to say because we're talking like social media strategies to whoever's listening to us, but if there were one of us that we would bank on and we would ride coattails of,
it'd be you.
Yeah. And it's just the smart move for us to do this type of thing. Like, instead of me taking a picture of my ramen or whatever at clothes taking, we should all just follow you for a few days and just snap your life, you know.
Take pictures of you eating poutine.
Let's do it. I spend a lot of time in my shorts and my tank tops these days. But
yeah,
no shoes, no socks. But my life's really exciting. It's fun. Yeah. I love it. I'm happy, man. Can't be happier.
We're happy for you, man.
But yeah, so that's it. That's my big takeaway from LA. There's like some cool stuff, work stuff that it's not worth sharing to you guys for now. But
I think there's gonna be a moment during the week where you're like, dudes, I forgot to tell you about this.
Yeah, and
you're
gonna
have like this stupid crazy.
Well, it's
story.
5 days, man. Like I can't like it doesn't all like.
You got 30 seconds. Go for it.
Yeah, no.
Yo, I got a question. You're in LA. Any celebrity sightings?
Like
any like Halle Berry taking her dogs for a walk or something?
No, not. I did see Robert Downey Jr.'s house.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
He has a crib like right on Abbot Kinney and Venice Beach. Like in between two stores.
Oh really?
Okay, yeah. Okay. No. Not necessarily, no. And I wasn't really paying attention to this. This one evening we went to this really fancy cool restaurant in Beverly Hills called Catch.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Fancy, vraiment nice, really delicious food. But no, no celebrities. I think this. Yeah. I think my boy saw Scott Storch. I have the hardest time pronouncing his name. Scott Storch, like music producer. Look it up. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. But I didn't know who he was. But they were like, oh shit.
Oh,
so
nice.
I was like, nice. No, but I didn't see. I didn't happen to see anyone fancy in particular.
Well, I saw Wex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, man, that trip sounded amazing.
Yeah. It was a lot of time. A lot of good time.
Meeting
sorry.
Wex would have been, that's it. I'm
I
done.
Think actually it was like, it was a goal achieved. I talked to
off
him,
the
spent
list.
Some time.
Bucket
off
list.
The
list.
Yeah. Bucket list. Done. It's pretty cool.
There's a second part to having met Wex. One, you texted us when you met Wex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
in all caps or something.
Oh my God.
And then I think the next day, the next thing you sent to us is a screenshot of
Wex following me on Instagram.
Wow.
Yes. That was
monster.
My fanboy moment. Yeah, I was so,
so
happy.
Great.
It was fun. That's cool, man. I'm happy, yo. Lived a good life.
And you know what? Every week we do this podcast, we're getting closer and closer to Adidas Originals opening back
Adidas
up in
Originals?
That's okay. I already said it. That's okay. Dude, you're opening up in what?
2 months
just,
now.
Yeah, 2 months now.
Just over 2 months.
I feel like time's really flying by. Do you feel that way?
It's been a solid like month and a couple days.
Very good.
And the clock is ticking. I'm getting busier every day with the reopening stuff, but I'm really excited. It's going to be really cool. Are you guys excited to see
Super
it again?
Super excited.
Yeah.
Gonna have a big party?
Hopefully.
Yeah,
I got that smile on his face.
Shit.
Yeah, right, it's gonna be a lot of good times.
Sick.
Totally.
Yeah. So you mentioned meeting Wex, and then you also mentioned seeing the Grail Wall at Fly Club.
Mm-hmm.
I had a particular question for you, all of you. You guys know about like Mount Rushmore, what people have been doing, like let's say for basketball teams, or like what's the Mount Rushmore of Laker players or Bulls players? You choose like four that represent the Mount Rushmore of a particular team. So in my estimation, Wex would be on the Mount Rushmore of sneaker guys I would want to meet, right? One out of four. But maybe I thought we'd flip it and just do the Mount Rushmore of sneakers.
Okay.
So it's four on that mount. What to you represents the Mount Rushmore of sneakers? Four shoes.
Interesting.
Who wants to go first? This is tough. Close, like, psh.
Go.
Easy. I got 400 pairs, yo.
Whoa. Jordan 1.
Jordan 1, any particular color? Do we need to be
no
that
colors.
Specific, guys?
There's no colors on Mount Rushmore.
True.
Ooh.
True.
Just models, right?
Stone.
Okay, let's do models.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan 1.
Okay.
Like I'm building Mount Rushmore tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or tonight, depending on what your all plans
right,
are.
Cool. Yeah. Technically, you're building it right
Jordan
now.
Jordan 1.
Yeah.
An Ultra Boost.
Adidas Ultra Boost. Mm. Okay.
An Air Max 1 and an Air Max 95.
Huh. Air Max 1, Air Max 95, Adidas Ultra Boost, Jordan 1. I find that the... Okay, let's go through everyone and then we'll discuss.
Yeah, I got a lot of bubbles on that.
Anyways. Yeah. Okay.
Whatever you guys go. I feel like I'm missing something. Anyway.
Okay. A Puma Clyde.
Okay.
Wow.
An Air Max 1.
Interesting.
A Chuck.
Chuck Taylor, yes.
Yep. And a Superstar.
Okay.
Wow.
We're going history class.
The essentials,
yeah,
bro.
Much. Very good. Yeah.
I'm going to go Jordan 1, Air Max 1, 350 V2 Yeezy, Adidas, and I'm going to go with a Jordan 3.
Jordan 3.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay. I'm Jordan 1 as well. I will even go as precise as the bread colorway.
Shout out to Sean Collard.
So, So Jordan 1, I'm in agreement with Alex with the Converse Chuck Taylor.
Yeah.
I like the Adidas Stan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Stan.
It's a Stan or a Superstar. It has to be.
I find the Stan because if you say Stan Smith, you know right away. Superstar, some other company could have a Superstar out there.
Okay.
Just saying.
Cool. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Or an All Star.
And you're missing one.
I am. And the Reebok pump, but basketball.
Oh, nice.
Hmm.
Good move.
Yeah. It's just, yeah.
The black top? Like the high top?
Yeah. Like the basketball. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
It's all black with the orange ball on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
Nice.
Chloe and Mike. I find your Chloe's Adidas Ultra Boost and Mike's 350 Yeezy.
Yeah, because I was doing it in a now type thing. Yeah.
I get that.
I know you guys were more like the classic.
I didn't want to go too personal. I really wanted to see what encompassed everything, but mm-hmm. still staying within what I do like and not like. But the inclusion of those two models that you guys picked, I'm like, wow, these are very new shoes.
Yeah, but
in comparison to,
it's changing. Boost is life.
Boost is life.
Considering the age of the three other styles that I've mentioned,
yeah.
Would Air Max make less sense than like a Cortez, for example? Like, what would be like the age equivalent to the three styles that I mentioned for Nike?
Superstar?
I had Chuck, Superstars, Sweet. And Clyde.
Clyde. When did they come out?
That's 70s or before. Yeah, like,
well, then you're going to go into Cortez. Is,
yeah. Air Max 1 is 87.
Okay, so if we have to go like a bit older, it would be like a Cortez.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
or a waffle.
Like, what would be like an icon?
Waffle runner.
Yeah, waffle runner. Yeah.
No, seriously.
Waffle runner. Yeah. I'm hungry.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. Maybe okay. How about let me ask you guys a question more personal to each of you. Recently. There's this guy on Instagram that I follow that I really like his feed and everything, and he's been shooting himself with a pair of NMD Glitch, and they're yellow.
Okay. And I'm like, those are cool. They're very, he rocks them and it's like kind of to me, I'm like, that's particular to him because he showcases them a lot. Unbeknownst to me that this shoe is worth a lot of money or very hard to find. Like I went searching for it on eBay, couldn't find a pair.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're like R1 PKs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a glitch, right? I'm right? Okay. And I discovered through these eBay searches that a lot of the glitch models, like the Datamosh, are super expensive. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? He wears it as his go-to / signature shoe. Like, he wears it. It's not very common. And when he wears it, he owns it. Like, this is representative of me. And I'm like, I don't have that. I don't have that shoe. I don't have a shoe that's, slightly rare or uncommonly found, of much value, and that I rock frequently enough that people are like, that's Chris Chu's shoe. What shoe out there would you pick to be your quote unquote signature shoe?
Damn.
Like you went to Flight Club, Alex. You saw a wall of sneakers. Which one would you pick out of the wall and people would be like, I totally see Alex wearing that.
Oof. I think you already have your shoe, Alex.
That's particular to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say it is?
Aqua.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The ZX
8000 Aqua. OG, the Aqua colorway.
Yeah. So nice.
But I would have picked something on the wall if I had the money.
No, let's say, go ahead. This right. is like
Family and Friends, Human Race, the Burgundy colorway.
Ooh. Damn. Okay, and how would you... So you would, if you got your hands on that shoe...
I would destroy them.
You would wear them, and that would be...
Yes, that would be the signature.
Yeah.
That would be the signature. The fact that they're worn, like, hard.
Very cool.
Yeah. But again, I can't talk about this kind of money, so...
Well, we're not...
We're in the world in where we're like...
Our yeah,
where
this is...
What do they go for, Alex?
Probably in the 4 or 5K.
4 or 5K, yeah. It is, to me...
Close, like, new yeah. goal.
If I sell my 400 shoes...
there you go.
$10 a pop.
Done.
Yeah.
Yo, imagine.
Who else has a SIG shoe?
I think I would go with a... Derek Jeter 1.
I love that shoe.
And just rock it. The pinstriping, everything on that shoe.
I've never seen a beat pair.
Ever.
A beat picture.
Ever.
Like, I'm sure.
Are you a Derek Jeter fan?
I am. I like baseball. And I love watching a great baseball game.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people are like, yo, baseball's boring, you know.
No, man.
Yo, when you're into it, you are into it.
Yeah.
I like to play baseball.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll discuss it another time. I'm a huge fan of baseball. Anyways, let's go. Move on.
That's good stuff.
Chloe, you got something? Something you would want to represent.
Yeah. What's it called? My Mita 95.
That is a good shoe.
I think after you guys brought this, once you brought it up.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to double up. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot of contradiction in today's podcast.
Yeah, I know. Next year, 2018.
So we'll make a note of it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What about you, Chris? You don't think you have a shoe?
I couldn't figure it out. I was looking at the guy's shoes and I was looking at what would I want to wear every day to and it represent me.
Frags.
Yeah, but I'm like, there are other people that wear frags. Like.
Frags, friends and family.
Jeez, yeah. But then I'd always have to take a picture of the logo
the back.
To prove that it's the friends and family. No, I don't have a pick, guys.
No?
No, I'm in that undecided zone.
I thought you would have had it.
like your Ray Allens.
Ooh. Yeah, but see, I don't even wear those a lot.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
They are dope.
They're so nice.
Well, moving right along.
Yeah.
I escaped that one.
Next.
Hey, let's talk about giveaways.
Yeah,
hey.
For sure.
So the Sneaker Tub times the Sneaker Podcast giveaway ended earlier this week earlier this week. Thanks to everyone that participated. It went very well, I find. And the winner will be announced shortly. Mm-hmm. Check out your DMs because that's where we're going to hit you if you are the winner. You get that free 3 months of Sneaker Tub service, which is freaking awesome.
Amazing.
And I just got news from Monsieur Sneaker Tub that he might be in town in October.
Mm-hmm.
And if that goes down, then podcast with the Sneaker Tub most likely will go down. Yeah. Speaking of other visitors to our fair city, our good friend Jonathan Kimbrough or Jonathan Kim will be in town for a couple of days.
This weekend?
Amazing.
Yeah.
My dog.
If we can't schedule a full podcast, we will definitely schedule an extra Laces session.
Word.
That will be hanging out done. So hold on to your hats. Still in the ways of giveaways, I think we are getting into the second Rastaclat. Is it second? Yeah, or third Rastaclat giveaway that we're going to hold. I think we mentioned that there's like a Rastaclat case.
Box cylinder type of deal.
Mm-hmm. Super package.
Yeah. Super cool.
What is it? It's like four. It's
five, I think.
Five.
Five cases that connect to form one Voltron case.
Voltron case.
Forget the Voltron part. It's just one big case with five parts in it that you can separate into the individual cases. Mm-hmm. It will hold your Rastaclats, display them so that in the morning when you get up and you want to flex, you know exactly which one you want to pick. Pop that case open and
boom,
string it on.
Yeah,
dope.
So we'll get the details of that one sorted out. And just stay tuned to our Instagram, right?
Yep.
For all the details.
Yep. Grab all the details at our Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast.
Before we go, I want to shout out Los Angeles-based listener, Bruce Hatu.
Ooh.
Bruce Hatu. He hit me up while I was out there to say welcome to Los Angeles. It was really cool. He was out of town for the weekend. He was traveling for vacation, so we couldn't connect. Mm-hmm. But it would have been really cool. We chatted for a bit. I think he owns a restaurant. He offered me to go and stuff like that. It didn't unfortunately happen. So thank you so much for reaching out. It was really cool. Also, I noticed that in our request DMs, he submitted something for the floor photo assignment, so the floor work. So it's really cool. Shot of this Alpha Bounce that we'll most likely repost because I think it's really dope.
Yeah. I like it too, man.
Because I like the Alpha Bounce, I remiss too. So shout out to you, Bruce. Keep listening, keep rocking, and thanks again for welcoming me in Los Angeles. It was really cool from you. So hopefully we talk to you soon.
Word. And thank you to everyone that's been listening to the podcast, new and old. Thank you to everyone, all the new listeners. If you want to hit us up, you can. Make sure you send us a DM, and you can get us at the Sneaker Podcast. You can get us on Twitter too, at the Sneaker Pod. And Chris, where can people find you on Instagram?
At Christopher.Chew.
And Chloe, where can people find you?
At Clarel.
And Alex, where can people find you?
At Suji Cypher Sun.
You can get me on air with Mike D. We'll catch you back here next week with a brand new episode of the Sneaker Podcast. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. Keep them laced. Later.
Peace.
Can I got soul forever?
Peace.
Seven and three turns.
Seven and a quarter.
Three.
8
with the one there.